Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Amy Kay is here. Amy Kay Hutchins, ladies and gentlemen, is here. Amy Kay is the author of The Secrets Leaders Keep. She's an expert in leading think tanks. She's an award-winning facilitator and speaker. She's... More importantly, though, and for our purposes, we're excited to say that she's a storyteller. We love storytellers around here. Amy Kay Hutchins, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
So talk to us about stories. Can we talk about stories first?
Sure,
you probably don't know this, but I think stories are so important that I made it an entire chapter in my new book on stories and the power of stories. And, you know, long before there was advertising, long before there was the written word, there were stories, weren't there?
Absolutely. Well, I say the same thing. So I think that, you know, storytelling is ingrained in our DNA. And long before we had written language, we had oral historians. And sometimes... You know, I really believe that we need to hear stories. We need to hear parables to better understand the message, to better spark our own thoughts and actions. And so I'll be vulnerable for a second. I wrote a very different book than The Secrets Leaders Keep First. I wrote something along the lines of The 10 Steps to Being a Great Leader. And my thought when I was done was, I don't want to buy this book. You know, it's been done. I'm more fascinated and more intrigued by the secrets we keep. And I love storytelling. So this book is the perfect combo for me.
Right.
I'm thrilled that we get to do the first person voice of 14 different leaders.
Well, it's a very interesting way to get your ideas out there. But you know, there's nothing will snap up the attention of an audience more than you saying, "Let me tell you a story."
Yep, I agree.
People who are back in the back snoring will wake up and listen.
Well, it's because it's something that we resonate with. I mean, I think that is the power of the story and why I ended up choosing it, is that it's more intriguing and more fascinating to look at somebody who can parallel our own pain or parallel mm-hmm. our own joy, that we can go, oh, I'm not alone. You know, there's somebody else that's feeling frustrated, or there's somebody else that has that level of stress, or there's somebody else that experienced something giddy and fun, and
right.
I relate to that. And that's why we all go to movies.
Exactly.
We go to movies to hear a story.
So I want you to tell us about the secrets. I'm going to get you to tell us about some of these stories, but why did you want to focus on secrets?
I've been a consultant and a confidant for 20-something years, and I've had the privilege of really stepping into the heads of thousands of leaders. And so one of the things that I quickly discovered was that every leader has secrets, and now I know what makes their stuff.
When you say secrets, you mean secret sauce, their own secret sauce, right?
No, that's the cool thing about this book, is that it isn't, I mean, there's a couple characters that will give you their secret sauce to success, because obviously some secrets will galvanize your success. But this is really a book of the things that we don't want to talk about. These are the fears, the foibles, the secrets that prevent us from being successful. And
this is behind the Oz curtain, right?
Yes, it is. It's the classic stuff of, oh, I don't want to admit that I have this fear. I don't want to admit that I have this concern, because then somebody won't, you know, take my small business, take my leadership seriously. And I think
this is so important, because Amy Kay, because one of the reasons I'm doing what I do is so you and I can talk to small business owners about things that they probably wouldn't ask someone, because they're afraid that the other person would think, well, you should have already known that.
Exactly. That's why I did this.
Yeah, so good for you. So talk to us. Tell us a story.
One of my favorite ones is Kyle, who is a pastor. And he has to leave the hood. And what I talk about leaving the hood is that so many of us are defined by the people that raised us, or we're defined by the neighborhood that raised us.
Right.
So we get all these limiting beliefs. And one of the things that...
Baggage.
Kyle, yeah, exactly. We bring all this baggage with us. And so one of the things that Kyle has to do is he has to let go. He has to say that, you know, it's the classic... And here's an example. You know, you'll meet somebody and you haven't seen him in 20 years. And they'll be like, how did you end up here? How did you become a small business owner? What gives you the right to run a business and hire people? And you're like, oh, for crying out loud, I'm not 10 years old anymore. And so it's the, you know, how did glue-sniffing Joey become a CEO? How did, you know, Carrie, who was a crybaby, become a hotshot litigator? And it is the idea that entrepreneurs and small business owners and leaders today have to let go of the hood. And so one of the characters that resonates a lot is Kyle, where he has to say, you know what? I will not be defined by who I was as a kid.
Hmm. And he became a minister?
He did. He became a minister. And then we have a small business guy, a serial small business, and this has been really fun for entrepreneurs. But Derek suffers from something called the imposter syndrome.
The imposter syndrome.
Yeah. Yes. Now, this is resonating a lot with small business owners. And that is when entrepreneurs experience feelings of inadequacy or chronic self-doubt that persist, even when results indicate that the opposite is true.
And I'll tell you, for most entrepreneurs, it's not when, it's how bad is it?
Exactly. Because it's the degree on the scale. You're so right, Jim. And small business owners will often have this like internal mantra of, I don't belong here. You know, I'm not worthy of being taken seriously. Everyone will soon discover that I'm a fraud. So small business owners and entrepreneurs are unfortunately so smart, and they have this incredible self-doubt. So they're always looking over the shoulder to see when somebody's going to tap.
That's right.
And they're like,
that's
okay,
exactly
you're done.
Right. Well, one of these days, somebody's going to pull back the curtain.
Well, you know, and to me, what I keep telling entrepreneurs is that someday somebody's going to pull back the curtain, and it's not going to be perfect. I mean, our real selves are not Photoshopped.
Well, see, this is why it's good for entrepreneurs to get to become part of roundtables and meet with other peer CEOs so that they can be in a safe, confidential environment, and they all get to admit at the same time, hi, I'm Jim, I'm insecure, or I've got this thing, whatever, right?
No, I totally agree. I'm hoping in some ways that this book will become a book.
I think it will. MBK, I need your website, please.
Oh, amyk.com, amyk.com.
All right, The Secrets Leaders Keep, ladies and gentlemen. Brand new book, wherever books are sold. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Steve Miller. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.